The countdown is on 9 days until Christmas. The 16th day of December 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. No doubt you've heard the Declaration of Independence quoted dozens or even hundreds of times in your life. You've heard the line about all men are created equal. And of course, the rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. But most Americans have never actually read the full document or processed exactly what the Declaration is saying. So we want to read a line from it from right after the famous parts that you've heard over and over again, right after the part about the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thomas Jefferson writes that, quote, "To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government." That's your God-given right as an American citizen. You aren't a subject. You aren't a Russian serf. You aren't the property of the government, and melty brain Biden isn't your God. You're a citizen. And you have the right to protest, the right to resist, and yes, the right to replace a despotic government. And that's not just your right at the federal level, by the way. Every U.S. state exists as a sovereign entity, and state constitutions give their citizens the same rights. For instance, here's Virginia's constitution I quoted just the other day, written the same year as the Declaration. Quote, "Government is or ought to be instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the people, nation, or community. When any government shall be found inadequate or contrary to these purposes, a majority of the community hath an indubitable, inalienable, and indefeasible right to reform, alter, or abolish it in such manner as shall be judged most conducive to the public weal." Georgia's constitution says this, quote, "All government of right originates with the people, is founded upon their will only, and is instituted solely for the good of the whole." Now listen very carefully. Public officers are the trustees and servants of the people and are at all times amenable to them. The people of the state have the inherent right of regulating their internal government. Government is instituted for the protection, security, and benefit of the people. And at all times, they have the right to alter or reform the same whenever the public good may require it. We, the American people, hold an awesome amount of power in our hands. Now, perhaps it's time that we used it. We certainly don't have a government that's actually securing our rights or preserving them. Between the open border and vaccine mandates and the January 6th witch hunt, and the list goes on and on. My first guest today is David Jose. He's campaigning for something just like that. He has a notice that he wants the American people to sign and send en masse to Congress, signaling our intent to change our government if they persist in stomping all over our inalienable rights. David Jose joins us now. David, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, sir.
People are going to say, okay, so that's it? A notice, a jot form? That's what your solution is? To them, you say what?
Well, first of all, what I would say is that when we look at our forefathers who wrote the Declaration of Independence, they did something that was not normal to most people because they understood that the people had freedoms. And so they stood up giving notice to the government, giving them a choice, their despotic government of England, and told them that, hey, you have created offices that are eating of our substance. So in other words, giving us fines and tickets for everything, just like they're doing today. Also, they let them know that they had no power to make legislation against the rights of the people and called it pretended legislation. So in the same way today, we have the power to give notice to our government. And as a matter of fact, we give notice to our government in order to instruct them. So for a long time, the Bar Association has been instructing our legislature, instructing the police, telling them to fine us, make legislation to give us tickets, harm us, try to strip our rights, et cetera. But what we were supposed to do for the last 80 years is actually instruct our servants and tell them what to do with our business because we own it. So to give you an example, if we look at Michigan Constitution, it says the people have the right to peaceably assemble, to consult, as you do with an attorney, for the common good, to instruct their representatives, and to petition the government for redress of grievance. One thing, redress of grievance shows that it's not even a question if you were harmed. As one of the people, if your rights are damaged, if you're harmed, if somebody's making a threat that could possibly be maladministration and might harm you or make you unhappy, you have the right to instruct the legislature, instruct the government, any office, and tell them, this is not going to cut it. You need to fix it as our servants and get this right.
Okay, now, some real life examples of this obstruction, some real life examples of these trampling of rights could be, for example, a voting system that doesn't guarantee that your vote counts. Could be a mandate that requires you to inject something into your body in order to remain employed or to enter certain dwellings or places of worship or business, for that matter. There are a lot of real life examples that we could go on for the next 20 minutes and talk about the trampling of rights, but I don't think I need to draw you a picture of how tyrannical this government has become, because they have failed by design, intentionally, to teach you or myself or our children about the real contents of these documents that protect these God-given, inherent, and inalienable rights.
That's right. I mean, if you really look at it, you have to ask a question. Why is a man who's not an attorney, who didn't go to school for this, talking to you about the state constitution? I'm not a teacher in a public school. How is there a constitution of every state that is the trust indenture to tell governments what they have the authority to do and what they don't have the authority to do? So understanding that we give grants of authority, right? The government likes to act like with their attorneys that if something is not in the Constitution, they have the power to do it, right? They say, well, I didn't see nothing saying I can't do it, so I can do it. But the Constitution is a document that grants authority, and we only grant what we give inside the document. For instance, if we had a trust where we were doing business, real estate, and I was able to purchase property for someone's children, which are the beneficiaries, right? If I say, well, it didn't say I couldn't purchase Lamborghinis, and I go buy Lamborghinis, I can go to prison, right, for breaching the trust. So in the same way, when we tell the government officials we are a republic, in a republic, that's a compound word, res and publica. Res is thing, matter, or affair. Publica means those things which are open to the public. So in a republic, we never gave authority over our private rights, ever. So when you look at the word liberty, where you go to church, who you're going to marry, how you're going to do your health, all of those things are reserved to the people, meaning we never gave them to you. So if we never gave them, they don't have the authority to touch them. And if they touch them, they are trampling the trust, causing maladministration, which is the threshold our forefathers left for any Republican form of government to remove, alter, or abolish those things at will, including the government and the Constitution. So if we know that they didn't follow the correct procedure for elections, we have the power to change. If it brings a danger to us, we can change all of their statutes at once, all of the Constitution at once, come together as the people, and literally by address, remonstrance, affidavits, and notices dictate to them what is going to happen.
I want you to say that again, because I really want people to understand what this means. Mm-hmm. This job form that we're going to provide you access to, this link, by the way, is going to the majority of the sitting members of the United States Congress, both Republican and Democrat. They are going to be inundated with your emails. This is a certified document, a notice with affidavits and exhibits of evidence to be presented before them to put them on notice that what they are doing is harmful. They have the opportunity to repent and distance themselves away from this conspiracy, or they could face consequences, which we'll get into in a little while. But I want people to understand the power that they hold with this particular notice, this document. And how long does it take for you to file, by the way? It took me about 4 seconds, I think, to put in my name and to put in my email and to hit submit. That immediately went to all of these sitting members of Congress. And by the way, if there was by any chance anyone left out, the people who receive it have notice inside of this notice that they have the duty to serve it upon their colleagues who are representatives of the government by which is dictated by us, the people.
That's right. That's right. Notice to agent is notice to principal, and notice to principal is notice to agent. It's a maxim where if we give a document to one of the servants, the rest of the servants in that class have to be notified as well. So that's in there. This idea of notice, if we look at the Texas Constitution, here is actual confirmation from written documents that you can verify. It says the citizens shall have the right in a peaceable manner to assemble together for their common good and apply to those invested with the powers of government for redress of grievances or other purposes by petition, address, or remonstrance. Remonstrance is a strong rebuke. This notice is a strong rebuke. We actually go into the idea that they are doing a type of program where the Fed is given money as well as the state and political subdivisions in order to force people to get shots, force people to do lockdowns. All of these different things are under programs where they're making a ton of cash for every person who is forced to do something. So we are actually given notice. We're showing them that we know that there's a program. We're showing them the things in the constitutions that they already swore to. And this has been one of the biggest problems. People see that the government is forcing them to do something. They say, I don't like this. This feels wrong. This is bad. And it becomes a complaint. We don't complain. What we do is we take the literal law. Hey, the United States government swore, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, that you guarantee a Republican form of government in every state. Then we go to Kentucky Constitution, where it tells in every republic, anywhere in the nation, that lives, liberties, and property of free man cannot be arbitrarily touched by government. And so these things have been hidden, but our forefathers were smart enough and loved us enough to put a detailed love letter in all 50 state constitutions and the bills and declarations of rights to show us how to win. They have purposely not taught it to us, purposely not given us remedy. And what they have done is got with attorneys to make tricks, right? They'll act like they're writing something that says it has power or jurisdiction over you when they already swore in every state constitution and the federal constitution that they will never attack your rights or liberties. If you want to see even further proof that this is true, you can look at page 491 of the case called Miranda versus Arizona, where it tells us where rights secured in the constitution are involved, there should be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. Let me make it plain so we understand what it means. This literally means that the government, the president, and the executive branch who makes rules has no power to make a rule against the rights that are sworn and guaranteed to you in the state constitution. And the legislature in any state or the Fed has no authority to write legislation about or upon any topic that deals with any of your rights, unless they are enhancing that right. So if they say you have a right to have liberty in the Constitution, they can write a statute that says it shall be a felony if a person in government prohibits you from having freedom, but they can never do anything to abrogate that freedom. And what we must understand is this is the power that we have. When we separated from England, you'll hear a lot of attorneys say today, well, what precedents do we have to say that we can change everything in the form of government right now because we know there was maladministration on November 3rd? It is proven. We don't have to prove fraud. We own the company. We own the political association, which is called a state, right? Because we own the political association, if we see maladministration, we can change it, alter, abolish at will. Stu just showed you guys that in the Virginia Constitution, and notice it told you that this applies to any government, right? So don't get tricked when people say, well, how are we going to do this? In the text that showed you, the people can come together and make a determination of what's best for the public good. Whenever we require it, not every 2 years, not every 4 years, we don't have to worry about primarying. We all know that Dominion is not going to give us permission to have who we want in office because there was so much maladministration. Facebook gave money to different government entities, and even to the point that we gave them notice, and the Board of Supervisors in Arizona gave money back to Facebook after we showed in the Constitution that you're not allowed to do that. So we have the power to make change. We have had great success with a group called the Affidavit Mamas going after the school boards, knocking down mandates. We have thousands of situations across the country where we have had victory. We saw where there was wrong with CPS unlawfully taking kids. We have 94 that were returned. I just
has any lawyer in the country, has there been one lawyer that can boast that kind of success? You returned, say that again, 94 kids that were stolen unlawfully by CPS have been returned to their parents as a result of these efforts. If that doesn't lend credibility to what it is that David Jose is recommending that we do right now, I don't know what else will. So for you non-believers, you got to get out of the way and let the soldiers go fight this war, because I'm not going to hear that this nothing will ever be done nonsense. To those people, what do you say?
Well, sir, I'll tell you like this. We have attorneys all over the nation who make money off of controversy. If somebody's not going through a divorce, if somebody's not losing something, if somebody isn't hurt, they don't usually make money. So I can tell you, this is one for the whole country to verify. 1935 Social Security Act, 1101-6D, is the original text that gave the CPS authority to function in America. CPS will trick you and make you believe that they have the right to take kids without telling you that they're getting paid about $83,000 to $140,000 per kid per year. That text says this: nothing in this act shall be construed as authorizing any federal agent, officer, or representative to take charge of any child over the objection of either parent or person standing in loco parentis to such child. So they are using a federal program. Attorneys are telling you they have the right to take your kids if they want to. And this is why most of the patriots are afraid. They're afraid that if they fight vaccines, they're going to lose their kid. They're afraid that if they go out and they don't have a vaccine passport, that they're going to get snatched up one day with their kids, and they're going to take their kids and put them in CPS. The problem is the law that Congress used to create CPS, they put a little warning in there that said, we're not giving you guys authority to take people's kids unless there is something happening that you can see, articulable evidence that kids are being harmed, like physically dying, bleeding, something that any one of us could step in that case.
An immediate threat of imminent great bodily harm or death would probably be the only reason why CPS would have the ability to step in and create a separation between parents and children.
Yes, sir. And any of us have. So the CPS is just a private business in every state. That's all they are. So really what's happening is any one of us, if we saw a kid getting beat up or hurt, we can go jump in. If we saw any man or woman getting hurt, we could go jump in. That's authority we all have. But what's happening is these entities, like for instance in Arizona, are taking 1,000 kids a month and making $1 billion a year and hardly arresting any parents, unless the parents tell. When the parents tell too much and show that they're committing crimes and lying and show the records, we have a woman in Arizona right now with over 100 years in charges, but they took her kids out of hospital, made money off of her kids. The governor is on the board of TGen, which allows experiments to be done on kids. So there's a conflict of interest there because they can take your kids. The hospital makes money. CPS makes money. The governor's on the board of TGen. They can do surgeries on your child, get paid money for that, then come back and charge you a bill as well. So they're taking money from Social Security with COVID, with CPS, with child support. They're not telling you that they get double payments. So if they get $3,000 from one person, they go into everybody else's Social Security and gets $3,000 from them.
All right, I got 1 minute left here. So we can stop that. By the way, the FBI doesn't have a charter either, which is a subject for a whole nother show. We can get into that as well. They're running around willy-nilly, just arresting people, trumping up fake charges and fake investigations and putting people in jail. They don't have a charter. Look into it. Ask your congressperson. Ask your elected representative to show you the FBI's charter. I dare you. And I dare them to provide an answer. And lawmakers will not come on this program. You know that, David. There's many of them that will not come on this show because they know that I'm going to ask them the real question. And the one that I'm going to ask every elected representative, every servant that shows up on this show from here moving forward is, did you get the notice? Did you get the notice from the people? Are you going to repent and separate yourself from this conspiracy? Or are you going to force this platform to teach the people how to incarcerate you, arrest you, throw you in jail, and prosecute you for your compliance and for that conspiracy? I'm going to give you the final words. 1 minute.
Well, Stu, I just want to thank you because you are literally the first man that I've seen with a platform such as you do. That has given the people a chance. There's a lot of people who can bring a lot of people on a show, but when it comes to remedy and taking real action that wins, you are the first. And so I just want to tell you, I thank God for you. I thank you for your strength. I thank you for your wisdom. I thank you for humility. And I thank you for giving the real people a voice. And I just want to say that I know for sure that millions will be affected and saved because of your hard work and dedication and your focus on actually doing something, not complaining. That's unheard of in America.
Thank you. But it's God's work. He's doing it through me. This is his platform. It's only on loan to us, to we the people who have that inherent and inalienable right to all of the power. Get to StuPeters.tv. It's in the Rumble description. The link is going to be everywhere on all of my social media. This jot form. Get there. Serve notice upon your servants right now. We're taking down the deep state. We're coming for you. Repent now. Remove yourself. Separate yourself from this conspiracy or face the consequences. In Jesus' name. David Jose, thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Amen. You too.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of your support. At MyPillow, we not only have pillows, but we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We're offering the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have this exclusive offer on the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. We also have the queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. And we have the king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer.
The regime, and what we mean by the regime, is the establishment of both parties. The regime wants you to forget about what happened in 2020. They want you to forget how countless laws were changed in key swing states to enable ballot harvesting, mail-in voting with no signature verification, and ballot collecting with no security measures and no reliable chain of custody. They want you to forget how every betting market had Donald Trump at over 90% odds to win when suddenly every state had its counting slow to a crawl or shut down entirely with bizarre excuses like burst pipes to explain what happened. They want you to forget about the thousands of ballot irregularities that investigators immediately discovered, which were glossed over or simply ignored in the race to certify the results. And believe you me, they want you to forget who it was that raced to certify those results. They want you to behave like cattle and blissfully imagine that America is still a real democracy, even if the rules are changed to guarantee that the correct party or candidate always wins. We can't forget what they did. And on this program, we won't forget what they did. But the most valuable thing that we can do is seize this brief window of time and become a platform of action. Change our laws, secure our elections. 2022 and 24 can't simply be repeats of the strategy that we saw last year. Because if that happens, we will never, ever again in this country ever have a free and fair election. Seth Keschel agrees. He's a former military intelligence army captain who's been studying and publishing trend data. He's been all over the country exposing rampant fraud, and he has specific action items he'd like to discuss. He joins us now. Seth, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Stu, absolutely glad to be back on. As you know, I was in your neck of the woods last week in Brainerd, Minnesota. Special thanks to Pastor Ben Davis for his great work up there getting local Patriots involved, because this is a coast-to-coast issue.
Yeah, it is. And so in every single state, in every single community, everywhere, we have to look at what happened in November. We have to change that. Fix 2020 seems to be like a catchphrase now that people are using to grift and sell things. But what does it really mean?
Fix 2020 is the first part, I would call it the Western Front, of the two-front war that we now have. Lots of people are losing heart over all the battles for our liberties, not just the election front, because as you know, and as you're very, you've done a great job of being persistent about these issues, critical race theory being in our schools, the fight for medical freedom, and these go hand in hand with the traditional causes that we always fight for, like our secure borders and the pro-life movement. But if we let go of 2020, we can't let go of 2020, because that's going to slither off into history and that will become the new precedent. I put out a post recently about the Democratic vote trends. You had 60 million for Kerry, 69 million for Obama, and then they crashed 65 and 66 million. They're parked out in the 60s and all of a sudden 81 million votes. So if we do not rectify 2020 and make the changes going into the Eastern Front of the two-front war going forward, we will have a trend line of 81 million votes, which is way more than any trends suggest possible for either party, especially the Democrat Party, which was not retooled like the populist conservative movement. So we cannot forget 2020, but likewise, we have to continue to make changes that where possible to address future elections, because we're already having important elections in this country.
So what does mitigation and remediation look like?
You have to do several things, at least four big ticket items. Number one, you look at these major metro counties, your Maricopa counties in Arizona, your Harris counties in Texas, and you see, in the case of Maricopa County, 748 precincts. There are more precincts than that in some of the other large counties. You need to tool this down and you need to bring about smaller precincts, precincts of 1,000 voters or less. And that is going to allow for people to step into local leadership roles like precinct committee leadership. You can see stuff like that on the precinct strategy by Dan Schultz, which is very important work. We need to have people actively engaged at the lowest level, and that would be your Republican precinct committee men getting involved and knowing their local voters. So that's number one. No more precincts with 5,000 or 6,000 voters like we see in Maricopa County, where they could just stuff in phantom voters and you have no idea how to know about it. Number two, we need an absolute ban on mail-in balloting, with the exception of overseas military and then certain professions in which they're going to be out of the pocket on election day, you know, medical professionals or the legitimately disabled. Mail-in balloting all over the world is panned as highly susceptible to fraud, and that would include the words of Jimmy Carter as well in a bipartisan panel from the 2000s. Number three, early voting. Early voting is a big issue, and that allows the machine to spin up its fraudulent operations like we have with drive-through voting lanes in Texas and the larger counties. So maybe some in-person early voting to get around the issues we have with people not available to vote on election day. But in your state, in Minnesota, people could vote for president going back all the way to September. So is it election day or is it election month and a half? That's a big issue. We need to absolutely control how much time is allowed for cheating to take place in this country. And number four, I would even offer a compromise. I would call it a populist solution that everybody wants, is election day as a holiday. And that would allow us to get around the issues with how much early voting do we need, how much mail voting do we need, because people use that excuse that they can't get to the polls because they have to work. So that would allow for us to have election day on election day. And if we want to say that's racist by cutting out early voting and mail voting, then maybe we should look at Massachusetts. How racist are they? Because they don't have any early voting at all.
So if we get rid of the machines, which we're going to do, because that's what we the people want to do. Our state's constitution says that if we want something, it shall be. And if our servants, i.e. elected representatives, allegedly elected, these so-called politicians, these Hollywood actors, if they're not going to do what it is that we say or what we want, and if they're not acting in accordance with our God-given inherent rights, that we shall reform that government or abolish it altogether. But we want to get rid of these Dominion machines. And so that's what we need to do. I mean, would you agree that machine voting needs to go away completely? And I love the idea of making it a national holiday. Everybody's off work, no excuses. You go there that day. If you can't get there, then you don't vote. I mean, that's it. That's This is voting day. You mentioned that in this state, you can vote all the way as early as September. I had no idea that that was the case. But I do know that we count for months. I think some states are still counting. Arizona, for a good example, is still counting ballots. This is ridiculous. You count, you win, you lose, period, right?
Well, why is it that that Texas and Florida can report election results an hour and a half after polls close fully? And then we have states like Arizona that took 10 days to report votes. California takes a month to report its votes. We have states like Pennsylvania that took 4 days to declare Biden the winner of its 20 electoral votes. Same issues in Michigan, same issues all over the place. The machines definitely have to go, and that is regardless of what brand of machine they are. In England, you can see, or in the UK, I should say, when they had Brexit, why is it that they voted everything on pencil and paper? You have a backup of the actual ballot. You don't have any issues with marking devices. You have no issues with tabulators. We can absolutely create the infrastructure needed to do this, and that would obviously be easier with smaller precincts, but it don't have to account for 5,000 or 6,000 voters. All of the equipment that has been introduced, like the electronic poll books, we have no need for it. How do we conduct elections in the previous days and still know who our winners were by the end of election night? This is just nothing but a grift to supply all these electronic pieces of equipment and to create more confusion and more issues with our elections. So yes, I would agree with you that we need to get rid of the electronic equipment as well.
There has to be a new grift because the endless calamities and military interventions are not widely accepted by the populace anymore. And so they don't have a way to enrich themselves based on military action as they send your son to go and die because they don't have any skin in the game. They don't have a dog in the fight. They're not going to go and die for their senseless wars. And they don't have any kids that are going to go and die either. So they have no problem sending yours. That's not popular anymore. Nobody's getting with that anymore. You can't ride up a base to go, yeah, we're really mad at these people who wear rags over their heads because they brought down these towers in our country when we know that that's not actually what happened. So now they need a new grift, COVID-19, billionaires. People are becoming billionaires with this PPE and all this testing and all this nonsense. And of course, the elections and these people with these machines. You're right. It's nothing but a grift. It has overthrown our complete system of voting here in this country, and we're going to do away with it. I got about a minute left here. Let me get your final word, Seth.
We absolutely have to get rid of those machines and to capitalize on what you said about the overseas wars no longer having popularity within the conservative movement. It's funny how the old school liberals switched up because they used to be the ones that were against all the wars. And if you really want to get some opinions, you know, future segments or what about the current wars, Iraq, Afghanistan, the global war on terror, you can have 90% of young veterans in this country on your show, captain and below, staff sergeant and below, come in and talk about their experience in these wars, understanding what it was, their wake up moment about how the wars were nothing but a grift and without any winnable objectives. So I'm thankful for the leadership experience that I have, the technical experience that I gained when I was deployed. But absolutely, I recognized within 5 months of my tour that we would never win in Afghanistan because we had no real actionable objectives. And once you get to the point where you realize that you can't win, that you're never going to take a nation of warlords and turn them into Western statesmen, it's all lost there. So you're right. We have to retake terrain in all aspects of our liberty, foreign policy being one, but of course, elections another. And everyone needs to grab what they do well and put it towards what they care about the most and take a step of faith and get involved in that fight.
That's right. Amen. And the soldiers that I know, the countless heroes, brave people that went and signed up selflessly to go and die literally for our country, for the freedoms that we have had trampled on, that we are going to take back. These people have told me multiple times, Seth, that they get deployed and they are told by the highest levels of commanders who are supposed to be there to inspire and are there seriously telling them, don't talk about winning here. This is not what this is about. We're not ever going to win this war. They're looking these people in the eyes and telling them that before they send them out to die in the sand. It's a damn shame. And we're going to stop that as well. Seth Keschel, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Yes, too. Thank you.
All right. We couldn't be happier than to talk to you about our newest sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show, GunsAmerica.com. God, country, babies, and guns. That's right. We love guns. GunsAmerica.com is celebrating 25 years in business because they are the most trusted online platform for buying and selling guns. Whether you are a dealer or a private party, it doesn't matter. GunsAmerica.com has the lowest rates, number one. Also, you wouldn't believe all of the people right in your neighborhood selling guns. Your street, your neighborhood, your town, your city, your county, your state, gun sales are going crazy right now. People understand that everybody should be carrying a gun. There shouldn't be one unarmed person in this country, period. If you've got guns, get more. If you don't have a gun, get a gun. Handgun for personal protection, shotgun for protection in the house, rifle for hunting, plus Hunt 365. 365 days a year, there's a place that you can go hunt. If you're an enthusiast, you want to go to gunsamerica.com. If you want to hear about firearms, the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, in the field experts are breaking them down, doing reviews all the time, exclusively at gunsamerica.com. Go to gunsamerica.com right now. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to gunsamerica.com. By the way, all transactions within 50 miles, whether you're a dealer or a private person, all transactions within 50 miles are absolutely free when you go to gunsamerica.com. America has more than a million lawyers. Thomas Renz is only one of them, and he hasn't been a lawyer for very long. He passed the bar exam only 2 years ago. But sadly, America today is a country where most professionals and most lawyers are cowards. They're afraid of losing money, losing their jobs, losing their status, connection to their social groups. So they sit silently in the corner, doing nothing, while this country goes absolutely insane. Not Thomas Renz. Despite being a newly minted lawyer, he spearheaded the lawsuits against COVID-19 lockdowns in several different states successfully. Now Renz is promoting a letter that he's drafted for the public to send their elected representatives, their servants. The letter points out a lot of the things that you've heard on this program, that the vast majority of COVID victims recover, that there's ample evidence of deaths linked to the shots being falsely referred to as vaccines, that their vaccines seem barely effective at stopping COVID infections at all, that shots are being forced on children, even though they're at zero statistical risk of death from the virus. And then the letter ends with a list of demands, most importantly, the resignation of Tony Fauci and an immediate civil and criminal investigation into his actions and the actions of anybody linked to the gain-of-function research that was performed at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But the letter also demands other common sense changes, full transparency for all government data concerning vaccinations and COVID-19 cases. Novel idea. A ban on any federal contracts for companies that discriminate based on vaccination status. And how about standard liability for vaccines as with any other product? Instead of this special carve-out that Congress gave Big Pharma last year, which we're going to end that also. You can find the full text of this letter and sign it yourself. Please do it. You can find it on Renz's website, renz-law.com. That's renz-law.com. Renz joins us now. Thomas, thank you so much for coming.
Hey, Stu, it's awesome to be back.
It's a crying shame, isn't it, that we have to put these servants on notice? This is the premise that the majority of these so-called Republicans ran on. They were going to go to Washington and fight for the people. Well, they've failed. And the people are learning that they have a whole lot that they can do about it.
They are. And God bless you. You're waking them up. And I want to urge anybody listening, don't just watch us, share the show. I mean, I know you don't need help promoting, but I got to tell you, if you're watching this show, you need to share this show and get more people watching it, because it's where you're finding truth.
Yeah, we couldn't agree more. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. That's unpaid advertisement there. Hey, no, but here's the thing. This is absurd. What I'm watching, and I actually had off-record conversations with a couple elected officials on the Rhino side. And you know what they told me, Stu?
What's that?
They literally, and I'm not going to mention names, but I was literally told, I said, why don't you push legislation to change some of this? He said, well, because every time we go out and we beat up the Democrats in the news, our ratings go up and we get more coverage. We don't want to change it because then we won't get any coverage. Literally told that by a Rhino in Washington.
Celebrity politicians. This is Hollywood theatrics. That's what this is. These are pro wrestlers. That's how they're treating politics right now, like pro wrestling. It's all theatrics. It's all for show. The outcome has already been determined. Well, we're not going to stand for this anymore. And we're going to put them on notice. They can repent and they can get out of this criminal conspiracy, or they can be removed and abolished, or even worse, don't let me start teaching people on this platform how to send these servants to jail.
Yeah, well, and you know, there is a lot of criminality that's occurred in Washington. It's unbelievable. you know, any prosecutor worth their weight would right now be looking into some of what's going on. This is ridiculous, right? I mean, you know, you mentioned this. I've done this law thing for a couple of years now, right? But yet the country's left with me to fight it. My God, you guys are in trouble. Where are the good lawyers that have been out here for decades doing this? You know, the guys who have, you know, the million-dollar offices, where are the guys who keep telling me? And I'll tell you what I love, Stu. I love when one of these guys tells me, well, you could do this better. And I say to him, well, hop on board, brother. I'm looking for help. And they say, well, you know, I don't want to get involved, you know, or they wait until after you've done something. They say, well, hey, why didn't you do it this way? Well, if you knew that ahead of time, where were you? You know, this is all new stuff. It's all new. There's never been a time in our country where the Constitution has been shredded this way, thrown in the garbage and just ignored. We have to stand right now. These people have to be put on notice. And by the way, that letter mentions the mainstream media. And I hope that letter goes a million times to the mainstream media, too, because guess who else needs sued? And if you look at my presentation, I have a slide dedicated to suing the mainstream media. I'm all for free speech. But guess what? When the media suppresses information because it's paid off by pharma, it's not news. It's misbranded. It's actually advertising and marketing. And if you're actually, you report the news, Stu. You come in, you talk about what's there. You don't care whether it's popular or not. You report the news. These guys, they got huge contracts with Big Pharma, so they don't talk about anything with that.
70%, in a lot of cases, 70% of the budget for these network so-called news agencies, okay, comes from pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a montage available on social media somewhere. I think that we've aired it on this program a couple of times. As a matter of fact, we could probably put it on the screen right now. There is a montage out there of every single different so-called news outlet with all of their programming. And guess what? Paid for by Pfizer, brought to you by Pfizer. Pfizer presents, Pfizer this, Pfizer that. 70%. These people don't want to walk away from that. And they don't care about what's right and what's wrong. They don't care what's good for the populace. They care about what's good for their pocketbook. And that's going to stop.
Yeah, it has to. And I want them to be on notice. You know, we're looking at what sort of lawsuits we may need to do against the mainstream media. You know, we would never, ever challenge someone. I don't care if you're DR, what you believe in politically. That's fine. You can speak however you want on that. What we cannot allow is for news organizations to call themselves news organizations while suppressing facts because they're being paid to do so, because that's misbranding. They're actually being paid to market a dangerous product, a product that has killed people, according to the, you know, their own documents. The Pfizer document shows that in 2.5 months, 1,223 people died. That's Pfizer's document. Where's the reports on that?
32,644 permanently disabled people, and that's only according to the CDC's own vaccine adverse events reporting system, which you have brought to the light with your whistleblowers, is minuscule in numbers. They say they discredit this platform, or not this platform, they discredit that data bank, right, the VAERS system, by saying it's unreliable. Well, they're absolutely right. It is unreliable. It only reports less than 1% of the actual adverse events caused by vaccines in the United States of America. So yes, it is unreliable. We'd like to see the real numbers, and it's a crying shame that we have to sue to see them or have whistleblowers come forward and risk everything. Like even death, these pharmaceutical companies will kill you. They will make dead people happen. They really will, that stand in their way. Mysterious deaths happen around the world all over the place, specifically those that stand up against these vaccines. Even world leaders have ended up assassinated or made dead by some weird infection or disease or car bomb. You know, crazy accidents happen all the time. Ask Princess Diana about that kind of thing. Big Pharma has way too much power, and then Congress goes ahead and gives them blanket immunity. We're going to undo that. Okay, let's speak to the action, because we have about a minute and a half left here. The action that the people can take right now, this letter at rens-law.com, specifically, what should they do? And listen, don't just say, yeah, I'll get to that later. Stop what you're doing. Go now, print the dang letter, sign it, address it to the appropriate servants that are allegedly elected to represent you, and do this. Put them on notice right now. What should they be doing, Thomas?
Well, you look at the amazing people that have lent their support to this letter. Tons of people. What you need to do is go to rems-law.com. You can either sign the letter and we'll send you a printed document, or you can download it and pass it out yourself. But it's got to go to every state, federal, and local official and the mainstream media that you can. We want it sent everywhere. There needs to be a million of these. If a million of these go to Congress, it will have an impact. That's what we've got to do, and that's what we've got to push for. Listen, I understand it's a pain in the butt to fill out a letter, but guess, and nobody likes paperwork, but everybody says, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? So this is the basis for some further legal action that we want to take. We want, if we get enough of these to go out, it will support some things that we have strategized down the road, and we really need to go. You want to help me? Help me by, first of all, praying, but second of all, send this stinking letter to everybody. And P.S., don't forget your local officials. There are documents on, if you go to the Wren's presentation from Dallas, the supporting documents that back up everything we say in that letter are right there, including the presentation. You want, these are all government documents or Pfizer documents. You can't miss them. You can't argue with them. They're indisputable. You can't fact check it. So get there, look at this stuff, print it out, send it local, because there are idiots on these local school boards that just don't know.
You think?
They really don't know. Send it to your local prosecutor. Say, hey, are you going to look into any of this? Send it to your local county official. Say, hey, are you going to allow this to go on in our county? What are you going to do about it?
2 days ago, I put my kids' school district on notice. I sent them a notice. This was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The entire district's superintendent reached back out within 5 minutes. Within 5 minutes, I had an email back because of the notice that I sent them. We're putting these people on notice. They are our servants. They're violating the law. They're violating our rights. And we're not going to stand for this anymore. The power belongs to the people. And it is past time that we show them that we know that. They don't teach this stuff in school. And that's by design. They didn't teach me. I bet they didn't teach you, Thomas. And they're not teaching our kids. That's on purpose. Luke 11:32. Lawyers will conceal the truth. You're not doing that. Thomas Wrens, wrens-law.com. Thanks a lot for being here. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
All right, go to vaccine-police.com. This is Christopher Key's outfit. This is the outfit that's putting up billboards in major metropolitan areas that's attracting the attention of these criminal media types that are now forced to publish articles and write and do stories in the media about this controversial billboard. No, it's a truthful billboard that's pointing out how dangerous and deadly these shots are that they're trying to force on your kids. That's being done by the vaccine police. Get behind this organization. He's traveling all over the country, sleepless nights, in his car, driving through the middle of the night to get to places where he can speak in front of lawmakers, on Capitol building steps and state houses, in front of school boards, getting mask mandates lifted. This guy is about action. He's a soldier, and I am proud to back him. Please join me. Back him. Go to vaccine-police.com. If for nothing else, to check out everything that he video documents, because he does all of it. Go to vaccine-police.com. And if you have it in you, if you're being so called to do so and have the resources, please donate and support these efforts. This is the real action that we need at vaccine-police.com. Under Vladimir Lenin and Joseph Stalin, the Soviet Union simply shot people who posed a problem. But in its later years, the Communist Party preferred to use slightly softer methods. And that's when party leaders discovered the value of psychiatry. If you spoke up too loudly against the government, if you advocated freedom of religion or democratic elections or free market economics, the government wouldn't just imprison or censor or attack or shoot you. Instead, they would have you declared insane. The Soviet Union had an entire made-up mental illness they called sluggish schizophrenia. Basically, you might not be showing any external signs of schizophrenia, but they were coming slowly. Soviet authorities would slap this label on people who criticized the system and use it to institutionalize or discredit them. Well, as it was in communist Russia, so it is and will be here. If big tech, big media, and big government get their way, they'll just claim that people hurt by the COVID-19 bioweapon shots are simply crazy or mentally ill. Deanna Lorraine joins us to discuss this. So if I have myocarditis or severe neurological problems or deadly blood clotting that requires my limbs to be amputated, I'm just crazy. It's all in my head.
Right. I mean, how would you like to be perfectly healthy, going to get this vaccine, and then coming down with myocarditis or Bell's palsy or debilitating neurological symptoms, and a doctor says, oh, it's all in your head. You're crazy. It's made up. It's psychosomatic. That's the next wave of this. They're calling this FND, which is functional neurological disorders. Another term for functional, interchangeable for that, is psychosomatic or psychogenic, which means it's all in your head. It's psychological. And this is unbelievable that they're creating this term and this label for basically anyone who wants to come forward with debilitating neurological effects because of the vaccine. And it's funny, this is in published, you know, medical journals. You can read these articles now that they're talking about this FNG. And there's funny, this one in the British, the American Medical Journal, they're talking about how just as we are starting to get larger percentage of people vaccinated, oh no, there's people complaining about adverse side effects from the vaccine. What are we going to do? We're going to label it FND or FNG. And what's interesting about this, because of course it's threatening their health, they're saying that people who are coming down with these debilitating side effects, they're making it up, and they're saying the highest prevalence is in YouTube videos and in social media videos. There's a very high prevalence of FND,
and
a very high prevalence.
Specifically.
They're even claiming that those videos you've seen of people with Bell's palsy or shaking tremors and everything, they're saying that it's fake, that it's made up, it's all in their head. It's unbelievable. I'm just going to read you what they're saying. FND may present themselves in a variety of symptoms, including weakness, movement disorders, sensory symptoms, persistent dizziness, and speech disorders. Does that sound familiar? Those are some of the most common side effects from the vaccine. And now they're going to sweep it all under the rug and claim that that is just psychosomatic.
So are they going to take these? Is it their plan to take these people and start like force medicating them or have them institutionalized and locked up in some loony bin? Is that what the idea is here? What a great way to censor them. What a great way to keep them quiet, I guess.
Right. What a great way to keep them quiet. And it says, in our view, FND following COVID vaccine will not be a rare phenomenon and will be widely covered by the media. So we can stay tuned for the next wave of media propaganda and gaslighting, calling any of these people that are complaining about neurological effects, myocarditis, et cetera. Oh, they just have FND. Don't worry, it's just FND. It's not real. It's all made up in their head. And it's saying that it's funny that they're pointing especially to all those YouTube videos and TikTok videos and people that have come out on social media, those viral videos that you're seeing. Oh, it's just people with FND. And it's interesting because the World Health Organization, the WHO, they recently ranked vaccine hesitancy as one of the top 10 global threats to health. Vaccine hesitancy is. And so they're saying that they need to crack down even harder on social media. Anyone who has an adverse side effect and is complaining about that, they're going to start labeling that as hate speech or violence or misinformation and block that from social media even further. And then it's saying that we need to talk to the medical community and make sure that the medical community and the media is even more vocal about informing the general public about FND and making sure everyone knows about FND so that they know that when you hear an adverse side effect, it's all in people's head.
Well,
that's it.
They're going to be coming hot and heavy straight after this platform because we give real people a voice. And those real people are people whose lives have been completely destroyed as a result of these shots being falsely referred to as safe and effective vaccines. The ones who, according to the CDC's own vaccine adverse events reporting system, has killed 20,000 people in just 11 months. That is approaching three times the amount of deaths in just 11 months caused by one shot, three times more than every single previous vaccine rolled out combined. But that's all in our heads.
It's all in your head. You're just crazy, Stu.
Yeah.
If you have Bell's palsy in your face or neurological symptoms, you're on the floor trembling, you're just crazy.
Yeah.
You need to take a crazy pill.
We're not accepting that notion. Deanna Lorraine, get her book. It's called Taking Back America, which is exactly what we are doing. You can find it at deannalorraine.com. Thank you. We'll see you later. God bless you. Well, I might not consider you to be clinically insane, but you could be a little off or kooky if you put your entire financial future or your retirement or your kids' college education in the hands of communists. Like, why would you do that? Of course, you'd be experiencing some sort of a mental block if you knowingly put all of that in the hands of communists. But that's what you're doing if you're doing business with one of these big box financial advisors, one of these heavily advertised big bank, big box firms. because they're manipulated by the gangsters on Wall Street who are controlled by the Biden regime, who we all know to be compromised and sold out long ago to the CCP. So your financial advisor might be a great guy. You might want to go have beers with him or go to bowling with him. But you know what? They're communists by de facto. Instead, do business with a Jesus-loving, God-fearing, independent fiduciary called Carlos Cortez. Do business with Cortez Wealth Management. They power the Stu Peters Show. And it should be important to you knowing that your financial advisor loves Jesus and is a believer. It should be important to you to know where they lie politically. Carlos Cortez voted for President Trump, believes in freedom and individual liberty. That should be important to you. Secure an appointment with Carlos Cortez. Go to CortezWM.com. Immediately following this program, secure your spot at the free webinar next Tuesday. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, but they'd be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. 9 days for Christmas. You better get ready. I'll be praying for you. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!